USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at a press conference in Washington, D.C., Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is glad that Jeffrey Epstein is now facing new federal charges in New York for sex trafficking underage girls.
They brought these charges based on new evidence against Jeffrey Epstein, who is now a registered sex offender, and this is a very, very good thing.
Acosta also spent part of that press conference defending a plea deal that he helped broker with Epstein in 2008 when he was a U.S. attorney in Florida. Speaking in Washington, D.C., President Trump is talking about making moves aimed at revamping the nation's organ transplant and kidney dialysis systems. The president says an executive order will bring new hope to millions of Americans who have kidney disease.
In 2017, kidney disease was the ninth leading cause of death in the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The British ambassador to the U.S. resigns after some memos of his were leaked. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.K. ambassador to the United States resigning after the recent leak of diplomatic cables that were highly critical of the Trump administration. Kim Darroch stepping down today, telling the U.K.'s foreign office the current situation's made it impossible for him to do his role effectively. President Trump recently tweeting that Darroch was a very stupid guy.
The U.S. women's soccer team has the keys to New York City following a ceremony at City Hall. Team star Alex Morgan says the city's tribute to the team has been amazing.
Thank you so much, New York City, for coming out. Over a million people, plenty more. And I wanted to thank Mayor de Blasio for giving us another key soon enough to the City Hall. Soon enough, you're going to need to change your lock.
No word as far as how much this parade will cost the New York taxpayers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With more news on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky raised a few eyebrows on Tuesday when he compared himself to former President Barack Obama.
You know, I find myself once again in the same position as President Obama. We both oppose reparations, and we both are the descendants of slaveholders.
With more news regarding the senator, President Trump took to Twitter on Tuesday, weighing in on Amy McGrath's decision to enter the 2020 Senate race against the Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky. The president implied in a tweet that McGrath isn't qualified to take McConnell's position. Regarding that challenge, Josh Holmes is the former chief of staff to Senator McConnell. He tells Fox News,
she lost a district in Lexington, Kentucky, the 6th district, that is pretty Democratic. Registration-wide, it's Democratic plus, you know, 3, 4, 5%. The state of Kentucky as a whole is much, much more Republican. Donald Trump carried it by 30 points in 2016. He's on the ballot in 2020. And so Amy McGrath is going to be a huge liberal superstar, but the math is not there for her to win at this point. But she is going to raise a boatload of money from liberal activists that are targeting McConnell.
McGrath's campaign did announce they raised $2.5 million in the first 24 hours since announcing that she was challenging the Senate Majority Leader. For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.